Welcome to the Healthy Life podcast that doesn't hold back. We discuss all subjects from wellness, healthy eating, and fitness. Welcome to Healthy Life.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alex, and we are back at the Login Lounge, and I am joined with Richard Ranson. That's Ranson, not Branson. But he's still a lovely guy. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Alex. Good to meet you.
Likewise. How are we doing?
Doing well, thank you. Yeah, always well. Always good.
Good, good. Always got to look on the bright side of life, haven't we?
Exactly, exactly.
Now, I know what we're going to talk about today, and it's a subject that's very close to my heart. We're going to talk about male mental health and the male menopause.
Yeah, interesting topics.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the mental health, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are thinking, men don't go through menopause. Well, we all get to that. Just be patient. We'll get there. Take it away, Richard. So, male mental health.
Well, you know, it's a growing problem these days, isn't it? You know, so many people of all ages, whether I don't think it's defined by an age.
Not at all.
So many stresses on us with modern life. But being someone who's got a health and wellness business, there is a huge link between the wrong food and brain health, because your brain gut axis, you know, they're interlinked. Your mental health is dictated by what you eat, and 70 to 80% of your immune system's in your gut. So if you're eating the wrong stuff, it's going to impact it. But the other aspect of mental health that bothers me is people don't understand how they have the power to control their thoughts. And we can get out of control. I mean, I'll give you a good example. It was yesterday. I was catching a train back from networking in London. Waterloo train came into Guildford. It was running late. I had 7 minutes for my connection. We lost five of those. I had 2 minutes. I was desperate to go to the loo. I thought, if I don't go, I'm going to be doing it on the train.
Yeah.
So, and I missed the train. I had an hour's wait. Now, the old me of years ago would have been, oh, I missed the train. What am I going to do? You know, I'm going to be late home. And I just thought, no worries, where can I go? Nice little heated waiting room. I had my laptop with me. I got myself a coffee and other things. And I sat there and I did some work. And I had a book with me. I read another couple of chapters. I can't control the situation.
No.
So that's the thing. We have to learn that we can't control certain things. And that can help to keep us calm.
Yeah.
So it is about understanding how we can remain in control. Because no outside factor is actually affecting you. It's how you respond to that situation.
Yeah, it's, and you taking the words straight out of my mouth. And what I was going to say, really, you know, we just don't have the control over everything that happens in our lives. You know, using a train being late is a great example. I've recently changed location on where I work, same company, but I now have to travel to Guildford as well, bizarrely, as you mentioned. And yeah, there's been times where I've just missed a train by a minute and I'm thinking, oh, that's annoying, but I can't help it. The train had to leave. I wasn't there. It's not going to wait for me.
Exactly.
You know, the guard's not stood there on the platform going, oh, can't go anywhere. I've got to wait for Alex.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be nice if they did.
But it would be lovely, you know.
It's the same with being stuck in traffic. You know, it used to be my pet hate. I used to travel around a lot and I get stuck and I'd be beating the steering wheel. I listen to Audible now, so I get to listen to another chapter of a book. If I'm late coming home, I'll message my wife or call and just say, I'm going to be an hour late, and don't worry about it. And I think, great, you know, I've now got to read an extra chapter. I've learned something.
Yeah.
So you turn it to your advantage.
You do.
And I think that is one of the big problems, that a lot of people just become overwhelmed with everything. I'm not an expert in mental health. You know, I would recommend that people speak to my good friend Sophie Kirk. She's got a wonderful mental health app called Melp, with an awful lot of resources in there, nutritional resources, meditation, mindset, and so many other things. Go to an expert like that can help you. You know, it's great for corporations as well. So there's lots of ways we can help. I say I'm not an expert, but I can teach people to eat the right foods that are going to help them better provide good brain health.
And you mentioned, you know, let's touch upon the topic of food, and I am no stranger to eating rubbish.
We all are.
Exactly. You know, and I know we were chatting before we started, saying that it is now just far too easy to get hold of rubbish food. The use of a smartphone, and it's, you know, yes, we can order, but again, just a smartphone in general, it can have a massive effect on the way we operate in our daily lives. You know, a lot of people will just pull out their phone and it's hard because it's convenient, it's easy. Yeah, I'm not one to talk. I probably throw far too much money at Just Eat and Deliveroo, not sponsored.
it's easy to do. I mean, even our favourite cafe in Blackwater gives you that option, and we've used it sometimes, but we try to order healthy food. But it's so easy. I mean, when I was a boy, we didn't have supermarkets. Mm. You know, if you didn't grow your own veg, you had to go to the greengrocer or somewhere else, whereas now you get it all and you stick it in your fridge. Yeah. So you can have biscuits in the house and everything. I love a piece of cake and a coffee. I'm doing networking on Friday. We'll end up back in a coffee shop and we'll have a coffee and a cake. I love it, but I don't do it every day.
No.
But it's about moderation.
It's moderation. And I think people do seek comfort in the rubbish food. You know, they will eat
easy to do
a burger or whatever it is because it makes them feel good, but it makes them feel good in that moment. When the moment's passed, you feel rubbish, just like the food you've just eaten.
Exactly. And then you feel hungry again because it's not filling you up. It's hollow food, and there isn't a lot of nutrition in it. So it's about eating the food that is going to maintain you. You know, I mean, I also teach people to fast overnight. I mean, the word breakfast means break fast. So we don't eat beyond 7 o'clock, except on rare occasions. And I don't eat probably before 8 o'clock in the morning. If I'm networking, it might not be till 9:30. So you're going 12, 13, 14, you know, or longer. And that's good for the body because that's when it goes into the healing process and does things. So if you're eating late at night and then you're grabbing for a bag of crisps, etc., at 10 o'clock, and then you're on your phone all night, you know, and you're bombarding yourself so you don't sleep well, and then as soon as you get up you're hungry, you want to have something. I don't get hungry now. I wake up in the morning and go to the gym early. I don't eat till about 8:30, and I can just go for long periods of time because I'm feeding my gut with the right nutrition. And that's so important.
And I think from my perspective is a big problem with my diet is snacking. You know, like, I'm not eating the right food during the day because then I'm not getting full, and then I find myself, you know, before I go to bed I'll drink a pint of milk, and then it'll be a case of right then 3 chocolate bars.
Yeah,
you know, it's just not good.
And I think it depends on your circumstances. You know, I'm kind of guessing you're probably a single lad, you know. When you're fending for yourself, hey, I did it before I met my wife. You know, it was microwave meals and snacks and goodness knows what else. And my health wasn't the best it was. I'm thankful now. You know, like before I came out, we had a nice lunch. And we tend to do that. But we're lucky in that situation. But a lot of people make excuses. They say, I'm too busy with work and the kids and everything else. Well, you can cook healthy meals at the weekend and bag them up and then have them different ones on different days and just thaw them out. You know, that if you're creative, you can actually do things like that. We have to stop making life excuses for the way we live. And it's a big problem. And people blame their circumstances on outside factors when it's your choices, your decisions. The only things we can control are our choices and our thoughts.
Yeah. It was like I saw a video online on YouTube the other afternoon. It was Gordon Ramsay was talking to a couple that live on salad because they're both commuters. They both work in London. And when they get home, it's, you know, gone 6 o'clock some evenings, and they will sit on the sofa with a big bowl of salad because they cannot be bothered to cook. And he showed the husband, who they'd been married for 5 years, and he'd never cooked a meal for his wife. And he was always home first. And he showed them in half an hour, he could cook 5 different meals.
Can be done.
And he was like, right. Yes, we've made an incredible amount of stir fry with all the vegetables and this, that and the other. But then you portion it up, chuck it in the freezer, and then it's ready for Friday night, Tuesday night. If you make it on a Sunday, it's then ready for the next, you know, it's ready for the next week. And I think, you know, people do have time, and they shouldn't use the excuse of, oh, I'm too busy as the excuse.
Yeah, exactly. And if you know, if you're gonna be sitting there in front of the TV eating salad, watching the TV, well, don't watch the TV, make a decent meal. You know, because the TV isn't going to really teach you anything. And it's probably going to leave you feeling negative anyway, which is going to affect your mental health. So don't watch it, don't watch the news. You know, that's my biggest advice I can give to people. Don't watch the news because it's full of negativity.
That's why I live at home with mum and dad, and you know, we'll sit in the evening and we're watching South Today, and I'm sitting there and I'm listening to it and I'm thinking, Where's the positivity?
It's depressing. No wonder people have mental health issues.
I'm thinking, Christ, I don't want to watch the news because it's this. Sadly, this place got bombed today. This place, you know, and there was a plane crash, and there was this, and I'm thinking,
yeah, just don't watch it.
Where is the good news? Where a kangaroo had been trying to have a joey for 10 years finally gave birth to one.
Exactly. Well, it's not sensational, excuse, is but it? No, it's not sensational. That's the trouble.
No, it's not.
But
it's news people don't care about.
Yeah, we could go on all day about this, but we could. You know, my advice is, you know, try and read positive books. You know, there's lots of great books out there. I'm reading at the moment Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. Absolutely brilliant about how we can control our thoughts and our minds and our life. Mm. And I finished reading the last book that I think Rhonda Byrne did, which was called Hero, about you can be the hero of your life. And she wrote, she wrote The Secret and made the film of The Secret. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the second one was, I can't remember the second one now. But it's really about how you can be in control of your life and your thoughts and everything else. And when you take control, your life can be so very different.
I've just started to listen to, because you mentioned Audible earlier, I've just started to listen to one. It's called I Wish I Knew That Before.
Yeah, good
book. And it's brilliant. Yeah. You know, it's a real eye-opener.
Yeah, and the beauty with Audible is that you can listen anyway. You can listen in the car, on the train. So, you know, we need to be feeding our mind with positive input so we can change. And if people start doing that, then they will break free of these habits. But, you know, I've never been depressed, so I can't speak for what it's like. You know, I can understand, you know, you get trapped in this cycle and it's difficult to break out. That's where you need the expert help. You know, Sophie's absolutely brilliant with what she does. There's lots of other mental health experts out there, hypnotherapists that I know. So what I tend to do is I help people with the nutritional side of it and supporting that with healthy supplements. But also, you know, you've got to move the body, so you need the exercise, go to the gym or whatever. You need to manage your mindset, so work with experts in that field, and then manage your environment. Get rid of the chemicals as much as possible in what you eat, what you drink, and in the home, and then manage your stress. And there's many ways you can do that, you know, and breathing exercises, meditation, all sorts of things. We just need to not let the world overwhelm us and people overwhelm us. Set boundaries and say, you know what, I can't do that. If I take that on, I'm going to get stressed out. I can't do it. And no job is worth taking on everything to please the boss. You know, I quit my job in 2017 because I couldn't take the stress anymore. Just walked away from it and focused on everything that I do.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, just before we end, I do want to touch on it very, very quickly as well. Male menopause.
Yeah, male menopause. A lot of experts in female menopause will tell you that men don't go through a menopause. I'm 67, I can tell you they do go through some changes. It's very, very different. And I went through a midlife crisis. I nearly destroyed everything around me. So that's, if you like, this. We all hear this version of the men sort of, you get to 50, 55 and they want a flash car and they start going off and chasing other women and all the rest of it. And it can happen. It's more a question of loss of esteem. You know, I spent my life being focused on, you know, the next best thing, and I wanted a bigger house and everything. And before, you know, you get to kind of 50, 55 and you think, what have I achieved? I haven't achieved these goals. Mm. And for me, one of the big problems was when kids came along, I suddenly wasn't the center of attention. And it created havoc in my life, and I created havoc as well. And I got into very, very difficult situations, but thank God we got through it. So it is important to understand that men do go through changes. They're losing testosterone, their body changes, lots of other things happen. So it's real, folks. It's not called a menopause. I mean, I suppose a medical term would be andropause, but so many people say it doesn't exist. Honestly, it does.
Yeah.
And as we transition through it, we need support. We need people around us to, it's the same with women. You know, you need to be telling your partner who's going through menopause that they're still the same person, you love them, etc., and you're going to help them through it, instead of saying, oh, I'm living with this two-headed monster and I can't cope. You know, that's not what they want to hear.
No.
Same for men. You know, they need the support as well. It's a difficult time, but you can come out of it better. And my life is so much better now than it was before.
And I think, you know, from the two topics that we've spoke about today, I think the main takeaway is positivity.
It is positivity, gratitude as well, you know, being thankful for everything you have. You know, before I wanted other things and I wasn't happy in my life because I didn't have the things I thought I wanted. Mm. Now I'm grateful for what I have. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm grateful that I'm still breathing. My wife's still breathing, you know, that the people I'm going to meet and people come into my life every day that make it richer. Yeah. And that's what it's about. And I'm thankful for it, you know, and I'm thankful for this opportunity to have a chat with you, Alex.
Me too. It's been a pleasure, Richard. Thank you ever so much for meeting with me and I hope, hopefully our listeners have enjoyed that little chat that we've had today. But
yeah,
it's
hopefully.
Been an absolute pleasure. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. And if you'd like to join the Healthy Life family, please subscribe and like our podcasts. You can find us on Apple Podcast and Podbean. And remember to subscribe to stay fully up to date. So look out for our next podcast and do check our new website, buzzpodcasts.co.uk.